It's 2018, and if you're not listening to Totally Driven Radio,
you have failed this city.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Totally Driven Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma, hashtag love the addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need someone.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm black man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the black, my beer. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will black man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Holy cow, I just made it back. Or did you play the commercials twice?
Hey, Ed, you did. You made it back and in enough time to unmute me.
Holy crap. Wow.
Oh, the photo finish.
I'm catching my breath.
Oh, man. So did you have to reboot and everything?
No. I just shut down the the episode and just started a whole new one. Let me open up my Word back here. Oh boy. Real quick, let me before we get into the countdown. So tomorrow this weekend there's a horror convention in Jersey, New Jersey Horror Con. And
okay.
There's quite a few people there that most of them I've met already, but they're like, you know, friends of Totally German Radio. And one who I haven't met is going to be there. And I really want to go meet this one person in particular, Serena Vincent.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like on the fence. Do I want to go?
Like, how much are tickets?
Well, we figure just to walk on the door for the four of us would be about $125.
Ooh.
Right.
There is an awful lot. I'm looking right now, though. Like, there is an awful lot of good guests.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's like Rita's dying to meet Dee Snider. She didn't get a chance to meet him last time. She wants to meet Linda Blair.
This is going to be your second chance to get Scout on the show.
I know, right? Like, and that's another thing too. I just want to go there too and just hand out business cards to everybody and like a whole.
Yeah.
Like I'm on the fence. Like I want to say, yeah, fuck it. Or I just want to go to the Mexican restaurant and save a lot of money.
I mean, you make a good point there as well. Although, like, can I just tell you, like, I know it's totally Markish, but, like, if you were looking for engagement on the Facebook page, you would go and get a picture with Scott Hall and Kevin Nash and put it on the Totally Driven Facebook page and then share it to your page, and I bet you it gets a million clicks. Your people are so active, dude.
Dude, did you see my status about my health thing from earlier in the week? I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, like blowing up.
Like almost 200 freaking interactions on there.
That's crazy. That's why I started posting stuff that was like asking questions and stuff because people want to talk, man. I would get a picture with the dude from Comic Book Men. The one with the long beard.
Right. Yeah, like, it can run into a whole lot of money. It really could. Which is,
yeah.
Did you ever see the movie from the 80s, Summer School?
Summer School.
I think it was Mark Harmon. Was the teacher.
I'm trying to think. Was it Kirstie Alley?
Ooh, it might have been.
The Alley and the chick from, like, Melrose Place, right?
No, yes. Yep, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So the one of the guys in there... he's a voice actor now, and he did Invader Zim, like the nerdy guys in the class.
Oh,
and
really?
So, yeah, I had no idea. So we're in line to meet this guy. We're at his table, and Rita and Marissa are talking to him the other day at the Keystone Comic Con. And dude was super, super funny, nice guy. And I'm looking at his pictures on his table. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, and I point out. I'm like, dude, you're the dude from Summer School? He's like, yeah. He's like, nobody knows that. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I was blown away.
Isn't that sad? Like, don't know.
I went and looked him up on IMDb when I got home, and he really did nothing else on screen besides voices since, like, the 90s. But he's done so much stuff, dude. It's crazy.
I think I would have a lot of fun doing voice stuff.
We thought he was talking in the Invader Zim voice. That's his normal voice, which was freaking
weird.
Is
it really?
Yeah, we were freaked out, man.
That's hilarious. Sorry, right, top normal now. That's too funny, dude.
Okay, I'm just setting this
thing. What's up?
Who do you want to start it off? You want me to start it off?
I started it off last time.
All right, so I'll start it off. Just getting.
Now, did you add your sixth one?
I guess it would technically be a top six countdown.
Yeah, well, you know. I just had it as a tie for five. That's all.
All right. So let's. All right. I'm just gonna stick with five. My number four. I'm gonna take it out, and I'm gonna put that other song in its place. Actually, I might. You know what? I'm gonna make that my number five, and I'm gonna push my number five up to four. That's what I'm gonna do. So, all right. Let me pull this up now. See if it's even on Spotify. There we go. There's the artist. Wow, it's not even her top hit. That's even scarier. Okay, so last week...
Isn't Spotify awesome?
It really is. Nick came up with me to do this countdown. Top 80s female artist or group. And so here we go. So my number five, and actually this was a late addition, like I was saying earlier, onto my list where I didn't expect, I didn't realize this was came out in 89, and I was thinking it was 90 or 91, but it was actually 89. And it was just a song, I always loved the hook in it. I loved their voice. I loved the beat to it. Not that I can dance, but I thought it was a good song to dance to. And actually, I think it was like a number one dance song on the Billboard dance charts for in 89 or something. And it was pretty much a one hit wonder. Like, and I didn't even realize as I was looking it up, she was from Sweden. And I remember she had a brother who had like a one hit wonder hit too. They had weird names with I forget what his name, but her name was Nina Cherry, and it's the Buffalo Stance.
Scratching and give me a beat. Ouch! Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine. Right now.
Blah blah in the beginning, and then it takes a while to kick in. But I always loved the hook of that song.
Mm-hmm.
Always dance.
I don't think I've ever heard that song before.
Really?
Yeah, like I was trying real hard to recall it, and I didn't. Yeah, no, I couldn't. So, look, okay, so I had 2 and 5. So, like, let's move one of them just down to, like, honorary mention or whatever. Like, the first one is the one that we should, because it's in the same sort of genre as the one that you just did.
Okay, so the teeny bopper one you want to put in honorary mention.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
All right,
but yeah, dude, I don't think I've ever heard that song. Like, there was a moment where I was like, maybe, but yeah, wow.
Wow.
I'm on her Wikipedia page, and she's active still. You should
yeah.
get her on the show.
I know. That's what I'm hoping. I'm going to tweet to her.
Damn. Oh, yeah, so. She's related to Eagle Eye Cherry.
That's the guy, Eagle Eye, yeah.
Yeah. I remember him from the 90s.
Yeah, he had like a one-hit wonder, too.
Oh, that song was so annoying.
All right, so go ahead. You're number 5. Do it up.
Okay, so my number 5, like, you know, I always try to, like, pick ones that, like, I definitely know you're not going to pick or that are a little, you know, on the edges of, like, the music that was coming up because I'm a little younger, so I have a different. And this one just, the reason why this one ended up making the list is because, like, I still find myself once in a while, like, just in the kitchen cooking and like, singing the hook. and that's something, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that one is Smooth Operator. Yeah.
Sums it up. It's smooth.
Absolutely, man. That's awesome. Damn.
All right. So my number 4. Oh, wait a minute here. Yeah, that came out. Let me.
Uh-oh.
Let me just double check something here because.
Think you got your wires crossed?
Yeah, I just want to double check the year of this. Yeah, okay. 88. I was good. For some reason, I was thinking it was, again, I thought that was the 90s. All right, so this song came out. It was her second hit, and I had already fallen in love with this female artist when her first hit came out in 1986. And her first hit was Touch Me, I Want Your Body. And I remember seeing it one morning. I was picking my buddy up for school, and I'm sitting in his house waiting for him and for high school. And I'm sitting there waiting for him to get ready, and I'm watching MTV, and it came on. I'm like, what and who in heaven's name is this? And from that point, I was just sold. And then she came out 2 years later with her next single and hit. And I got to find it now. Let me see here. It was, you know, Sexual, Dirty. Why? I can't believe it's not in her, like, top five. Let me see. Show five more. Here it is. All right. And it's, you know, for all you guys out there that like naughty girls, that, you know what I mean? They need love too. And Samantha Fox, like, spread the love to the naughty girls and open the doors. So here it is. Let's show some of that love to the naughty girls.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too.
That woman, like, changed my life.
That was very, it's very, very 80s.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Too funny. So you know what? Man. Your number four was probably really the only one that I thought you would probably end up picking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I think, like, it was the last one to make the list, too.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, well, the reason, of course, that it made my... I mean, I don't even know if it necessarily needs an explanation. Like, it's one of Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time. Like, this marked, like, the comeback of her career. It was, to me, like, it was all over that. Like, I remember just, like, we lived in Trenton at the time, and it was all over the place, coming out of cars, coming out of just, like, I very clearly remember, but also remember this sort of, I also sort of remember when the film came out. Now, the film came out in, like, the 90s, the very early 90s, but, like, because of, like, I don't want to bring the conversation down too much, but because of the content of the film and where my life was at the time, it's always just sort of stuck with me, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that is Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Mm-hmm. touch of your hand makes my folks react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl I possess a trap. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do this. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? May seem to you that I'm acting confused when you're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what love got to do? Got to do this. What love but a second-hand emotion? What love got to do? Got to do this. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Such a good song.
And I think at the time, like, I didn't understand, like, her voice is so strong. Like,
yeah.
There's so much emotion there. Like, it's a really great song. Like, and I don't know about you, but, like, it's not easily identifiable as what decade it's from.
I was thinking the same thing. It doesn't sound
right?
Like an 80s. No, not at all. Like, it stands the test of time for any decade.
I agree, man. Totally.
All right, so... Really? I can't. That's a tribute, isn't it? Wow. You know what I hate? Like, there's times, like, a song, like, doesn't show up on Spotify.
Really? I haven't run across that in a while.
I got it. Okay. So my number three is from a person who's one of them iconic musical figures that was made in the 80s and just rose to iconic status through the 80s. Today she's a little weird. She's got some issues going on, I think. I think she thinks she's from Britain now. She doesn't realize she's from Detroit. But at this point she was like super on the rise, breaking through. She had just made her first movie and the movie, as I was watching the video this afternoon, I'm like, the movie was so bad, but I actually went to the theater and saw it because I love this person so much. And, this song, I just thought was such a great song. It was a great dance song. It's totally for the 80s, but I just always thought it's one of them songs too. Like, it never gets old to me. No matter how many times I hear it, I still love it. And it's Madonna, Get Into the Groove.
And you can dance. Thank you.
It was just so energetic, upbeat, and like a feel-good song. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, I remember it being in the movie, like, I guess at the end, and like, you know what I mean? Like, that part of the movie where it's just like the climax, and it's a happy thing, and boom, everybody's leaving on the high note. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm sitting here, and I'm watching the official music video while it was playing, and I was like, I think I want to rewatch this movie now.
Like, I was thinking that, like, it was, I'm thinking, like, the plot was so stupid and bad as I was watching the video. I'm just, but I just love the song.
Okay, but it's funny because there are, like, I'm not even going to front, like, ton of early Madonna songs that could have made this list. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been all Madonna songs. Like,
oh, God, yeah.
She had so many hits and so, like, so many different styles and kinds of songs. Ultimately, the reason she didn't make my list is because I thought maybe she'd make your list. But I'll tell you where we are. We're just, like, slightly off. Like, when you were talking about going to the movie and all that, like, I knew who you were talking about, and I thought I knew what movie you were talking about, but you were talking about this one, and I was thinking about Who's That Girl?
Oh, okay.
Like, we're just a little bit off. Because of our age difference, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I would by that time, by that point, I was off the Madonna train.
Right.
and you know what? I'm going to talk more about that because she made my list twice.
Nice. Oh, man.
So, all right, so you're number three.
Okay, so my number three. I didn't realize when I put it on the list that this was a one-hit wonder. Like, I just assumed there were other ones I hadn't heard of.
No, they had other couple other hits.
Did they?
That first album was really big. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, the reason that it's on my list is because my mom. It was my mom, and she had three sisters, and they were all younger than her. And my mom was 15 when I was born. So you're talking about, like, young, almost like sister age. You know what I mean? And, like, these chicks were obsessed. Like, I remember, like, I could close my eyes so clearly and remember how obsessed they were with freaking Wilson Phillips. Like, it only made sense to me because, like, as I was listening to the song, it was just, like, random childhood memories. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's pretty much why it made the list, yeah. They were girls in the 80s, and it was pop music, you know what I mean? And that's Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
Change your life except for you. So never let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. It's a pretty sad thing.
When I think your love is true.
much like Madonna, dude, like there were so many that could have easily made the list. But ultimately, my favorite one is Opposites Attract, and I think you have to see it. Like, for back then, it was so cool.
That was the one with the dancing with, like, the cartoon character thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that technology didn't exist. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'll tell you what was mine? Mine was, it was, I guess it came out in the 90s. I have to go back to her now. Rush.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good one. Cold Hearted Snake, another good one.
Yeah. Ooh. Paula Abdul, she belted out some hits, boy.
She did, man. She was fire.
And she's still 20 years later, looks like she hasn't aged. She looks amazing.
Yeah, I remember being like a little kid and being like, yeah, you know, she's banging Magic Johnson, right? Like,
actually, Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, no, but as little kids, you know, you hear half a rumor and shit, and you just run with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
This was before Twitter.
Oh, shit. 240.
That's too funny, man. All right.
So, all right, you're number two.
My number two is... I think... VH1 did a list where it was like one of the top 30 hard rock songs of all time. Like, I know it was the highest that a woman ranked on the list. And I fought with it a lot over, you know, does it belong on this list? Because the list is supposed to be like female pop songs from the 80s. But ultimately, I decided to include it because I think a song can be in one genre, and then it can get so big that it sort of transcends and it becomes part of every genre. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, like, and that's when I first saw your list, I was like, it's not a pop song. But then as I was when I was doing my list today, it showed up on a few of the lists for pop songs, and I was like, all right, yeah. I get it, but no, I totally get what you're saying, though. It turned into a pop song over the years, for sure.
It really did, and then when you think back, like, this is 80 when this album came out, you know what I mean? Like, this is as early as our list is going, and it's a rocky song. Well, I don't know that I would consider it a hard rock song now, but back then it certainly was. It was a woman, it was a debut album after leaving the band. You know what I mean? Like, it had a lot of things that it really needed to live up to. And like, it had two smash hits that ended up, like both of the hits are, like, beyond regular music. You know what I mean? They're up there in, like, the upper echelons of, like, music history. That's all I'm saying. So, okay, so this one is Joan Jett and Bad Reputation.
I'm
that's a total rock and roll song.
No, I mean, you understand what I'm saying, though. Like, it is. I'm not arguing that. There's someone out there right now that is like, that's a funk song. And I'm like, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that it's also, once Avril Lavigne covered it, it became more than just a rock song or a funk song or, you know what I mean? Like, once every girl in, like, a 90s teen romance got up on, like, the fucking talent show and sung it to, like, all the people that didn't like her, it became more than just a rock song. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm saying.
I tell you, I didn't realize that Avril Lavigne did a cover of that and how much that bothered me when you said that.
I love, like, we don't really talk about this much, but, like, I love everything about the Runaways. Like, in my mind, I just love the fact that it was like, yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, girls don't do that. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
People were just like, wait, like, they can do that too? Like, it just, the whole thing, like, fascinates me, man. And the individual careers that sprung up after it, like, two members of that band, I mean, would you argue this? Like, two members of that band are rock and roll royals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's fucking unheard of. You know what I mean? Like, and they're girls, and they're from the pre-80s.
Right.
Like, that's amazing. That the whole, there isn't enough of them on my list.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was yesterday or today was Lita Ford's, like, 60th birthday.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. Yep. She turned 60 years old yesterday. Think about that.
I know. I remember. It's crazy, man. Like,
you remember spanking it to Lita Ford.
The chicks in my house, they just thought she was so cool. She was so badass. You know what I mean? Like, I just remember how much they loved her. Like, and then she did that song with Ozzy, and it was like, holy shit, she's like with Ozzy. And it was like, it was almost
right,
like him saying, like, boom, there you go. You know what I mean? No questions. Like,
yeah.
They loved, especially, like, my Uncle Joe and his crew, like, because he's really into Ozzy and stuff. Like, he really loved that Lita Ford, too, man. And she, yeah, I mean, come on. Didn't get laid, got in a fight. Who doesn't love that?
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. All right, so on to number one we go. And number one, so here we go. I'm going to repeat. This is probably the first time I've ever done this in a countdown, too, was had two of the same artists in the top five. But I think it's just very fitting. I mean, it was the 80s. This person came on the scene in the early 80s and just blew up as the decade went on with each song and was just more controversial each time. She pushed the envelope and the boundaries at every chance she could. And this song was, without question, the real one that really pushed and showed everybody, like, what to expect from this person. And it was the title track off Madonna's second album. And I'll tell you what, this song sent every teenage kid, male or female, right through adolescence. Like, it pushed your puberty over the edge between the song, and then when you saw her perform it on the MTV Music Awards, it was like game over. It was like the 3 minutes and 50 seconds of the song, you had risen and exploded and shrunk back down. Game over. Game was on and game was over real quick. It was like, what just happened in my life? It hit you like a fucking baseball bat in the balls. And that's Madonna, Like a Virgin. Did you ever see that, Nick? The MTV Video Awards when she performed?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I've gone through the whole catalog, too. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot. I love the, I can't remember what song it is right now, but the Peep Show one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones.
I'll tell you what, I watched that Like a Virgin video again today, probably the first time in 20 years, and I was still like, wow, like, still had an effect on me. Like, that version of Madonna, she just had that, I just loved that whole look that she created. It was such a cool look, and every girl was dressing like that. It was just like, your freaking head was spinning off your shoulders. It was just, you know, lace everywhere. And the messed up hair, and it was just a really cool look, and yeah, it worked for me. I don't know. And then she lost the
black eyeliner.
Yeah.
Then she got weird.
Yeah, she just, like, thought she was Marilyn Monroe and all that. Yeah, just yeah. So. That's my number one. Now for Nick's number one. And I love this choice, though.
All right, so this is another one. Like, I didn't really struggle with it because I was just like, I don't care, and put it in all my list. But at the same time, like, I was like, it's kind of a rock song. It definitely is. But at the same time, like, Lindsay Lohan did a cover of it, and Destiny's Child, Sam, not only did Destiny's Child, but they also put the chick in the video for Bootylicious playing the guitar. Like, so it was more than a sample. It was like, this is how badass your song is that it's now transcending genres, and, you know, it's about to be part of one of, you know, the biggest songs from what will be one of the biggest artists in R&B of all time. And I think it just, it crossed over because of how big it got and because of how iconic the guitar is in it, and because of who she is. Like, am I wrong here?
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
I loved her voice so much. And, yeah.
And again, go ahead.
I was going to say, as I'm staring at on Spotify, getting ready to hit play, and I'm seeing the album cover, I remember I was in eighth grade when this came out, and you know, you had to do like Pollyanna in Christmas class, in the class or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a girl in class, and she was like the hot girl of the class. And I gave her this, that album on tape cassette. It's funny, when I saw the album cover, I instantly just remembered that whole scenario.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. And I don't know, I think there's something, like, it's so memorable, you know what I mean? Like, and just like my number two song, it's from their solo debut album. So this was like, Here I Am, and it still stands as one of the best songs, I think, from the catalog. And that's Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks.
Ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh. And the days go by, that dance in the wind, in the wet, that is not.
Another reason why it made our list for pop, like, there was a whole episode of American Horror Story called The Magical Delights of Stevie Nicks, and she shows up in the episode and sings the song in it, like,
oh, really?
Right, yeah, because it's about witches, and Stevie Nicks is like she's like the mascot for chicks who want to be Wiccan, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
totally.
And in my family, she's like royalty. Like, my mom likes Stevie Nicks so much that my sister's name is Stephanie Nicole.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
That's awesome.
Right?
Dude, I'll tell you what, too. Like, I mean, that was a song. I mean, that freaking song, how old is it? Like, 35 years old or whatever. I hope she put Jack Black on her Christmas card list, because he revived that song in School of Rock. The scene with him and Kuzak's sister. you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. Whenever I hear that guitar start in the beginning of that song, that I picture Jack Black just dancing through the bar. Like, come on. Great classic scene, and that, you know, that song is now burned in my memory with School of Rock.
That's hilarious, man. Oh, such a good list. But see, now it's your turn to come up with an idea.
Ooh. You know, I was going to shoot you a message this afternoon and even say to you, have we ever done a list of songs that just make you, I think we did, make you like, now, I don't want to say kill a person, but you know what I mean? Like, just.
Yeah, I think not too long ago, I think we did one that was pretty much like songs to go berserk to.
Right. I mean, we can continue this list and go to the 90s.
That is true. There's a lot of crossover, but there's a lot of new faces as well.
Oh, yeah.
Continue on into the 90s?
Yeah, let's do the 90s next week.
All right, cool. We can even split it up and go like 91 to 95. Because, you know, 95 to 2000 is a whole different genre of music.
Oh, right. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
All right, so 90 to 95 then we're doing?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Yeah, so I'm like, let me see some. I'm ready for freaking bed. Tired. I was going to say, like, I watched an interview earlier with that MGK. He was on a radio show, The Breakfast Club, or whatever it's called. And they literally had in their background of the studio, like a bar. And I was just like, we need that. We need to do an episode of cocktails where we're drinking
right.
cocktails.
Just drinking.
Yeah, yeah. That whole situation, though, with it, I don't know. Like, when I first thought, like, today was the first time I actually, like, listened to both songs. And then when I watched this interview with him afterwards, I kind of, like, thought to myself even more. Like, as I was watching his song, I watched his first. Like, I kept thinking, like, I think Eminem wrote this song. You know what I mean? And then listening to him talk in an interview, I thought it even more because he doesn't come off too brilliant. Like, he doesn't come off too smart for this stuff.
Just like a dude with a man bun.
Yeah.
No, I hear you on that. Oh, man.
It's two dudes and a girl were doing the interview. And the last question the girl asked him is, are you a shower or grower?
What?
Yeah, that was her question, right? And like, he had to think about it. Like, he had to stop and think, like, of an answer. And it, like, it took him, like, 2 minutes to come up with an answer. And she, like, was, like, asking him again. Like, and then he finally was like, both. So she's like, you're a shower and you grow bigger? And he's like, yep. Like, but he was like, I don't even think he, like, realized what the question was, like, at first. Like, I don't know, but he just came off to me, like, very dumb. And then he was, like, talking about all the accomplishments he's had, and I'm like, well, maybe I'm the dumb one, because this dude's, like, rocking it, you know?
Yeah, there's so much to say about it, you know what I mean? But, like, my question is, is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just dingleberry, like.
Oh shit! So fucking tired. All right, and one other question I'm going to throw out there before we close up for tonight. Why are they showing Batman's dick now? Like, what is the point of this?
Honestly, dude, I saw it too, and I was like, I'm not even clicking on the link. I don't want anything to do with Batman's dick.
I'm lost. Like, why do we need to go there now? Are we trying to sell comics that bad?
Yeah, I don't get it, dude. Like, it's unnecessary. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's all I can say. It's just, it's not. Nobody asked for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really confused by the whole thing.
Yeah,
exactly. So, all right. So next week we'll do that countdown: top five pop songs from a female artist from 1990 to 1995. We have returning next week as a guest is Chef Christine Hazel from Hell's Kitchen. She's going to be on an upcoming episode of Is It Chopped? On the Food Network.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Food Network.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll tune in for that because I like that show too.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, she shot me a message last week and asked me if I'd come out to the. She's having a big viewing party. I asked if I was going to come out to it. I'm like, I didn't know nothing about it. She's like, well, I haven't announced it yet. I'm telling you now. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, where is it? She's like, I'm finalizing the details. I'll let you know once it's finalized. I'm like, all right. Well, yeah.
Damn, that's awesome because there's some big name chefs on that show.
Yeah, she's got some other stuff going on. Out in Detroit. Yeah, 6-course collaboration dinner at the Cuisine Restaurant in Detroit. That's in October. A bunch of Hell's Kitchen chefs. And, yeah, she hasn't put up about the chop thing yet, though.
Yeah, damn.
She's friends with Janae.
She's on the move.
Yeah. Cool. So, all right. Yeah, we're going to, let me see this. I'm looking to Philly. Oh, what's this thing she's doing? She's got other stuff. Look, she's something in Philly at the Valley Forge Casino, and then out in Lancaster in November, the Lancaster Convention Center.
Oh, wow.
Taste Gourmet shows. Yeah. Rocking it. So there you go. And then
sounds
next
good,
week,
man.
Episode 296, closing in on episode 300.
Ooh.
Time to start booking 300.
Yep, sounds good.
So, all right, well, hey, thanks. Thanks to Tony Tupaca for calling in. He really he had a lot of good opinions on it. I'm like, really, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it was a good combo.
It was. He kept it real. We got to do it again. And thanks to you, Nick, and thanks to Jannetty, who called in for a few minutes. He was on the line. He was the one that he said, yeah, ask him about Cash on the Outside, girl.
Oh, that's funny.
So there you go. And then we'll wrap it up. So until next week, stay driven. And have a good night. See ya.